Hey guys, and welcome to Money, a podcast devoted to all things money, how to get it, how to grow it, and how to keep it. I'm your host, Stacy Johnson, and this podcast is brought to you by MoneyTalksNews.com, serving up the best in personal finance news and advice since 1991. My co-host is money expert Miranda Marquette from MirandaMarquette.com. Hello, Miranda.
Hey, Stacy, it's just you and me today.
It is just you and me, except we also have our producer, director, and special effects, sound effects man on the line, Aaron Freeman. Aaron, say hello.
Hello. So happy to be here.
Yeah, so see, there's actually three of us.
That's right. We return to the three of us. Okay.
So tell me, Miranda, what's going on today?
They say death and taxes are life's only certainties. But whenever an election comes up, we are sure to talk about at least one of those things, and it's usually taxes. So right now, we're all focused on presidential tax plans, but whose is most likely to impact you going forward? So we're going to take a look at the tax proposals from our major presidential candidates.
Awesome. Now, we're going to get right into this topic after we do my dad joke of the week, and that comes after this message from our sponsor. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. Aaron here. Could you use an extra $991? Yeah, I sure could. $991. Believe it or not, that is the average amount our newsletter subscribers report saving every year. Our totally free Money Talks newsletter is stuffed with actionable advice and tips to help boost your savings and slash your expenses. It only takes 2 seconds to subscribe. Just go to MoneyTalksNews.com. You'll see the sign up right there on the homepage. Do it now, and you'll also get a free ebook, 208 Ways to Save Money Every Day. I've used this book. It's great. That alone is a $15 value. So let's recap. $991 to gain, nothing to lose. Subscribe right now at MoneyTalksNews.com. That's MoneyTalksNews.com. I'll also put that link in our show notes. Sign up now. You'll be glad you did.
Okay, thank you, sponsor. Now here's our dad joke of the week. I think you're going to like this one, Miranda. You don't typically like my jokes. I think you're going to like this one. I went to the doctor yesterday and told him I was having trouble with my hearing. He asked, "Can you describe the symptoms?" I replied, "Sure. Homer's fat and Marge has blue hair."
I do like that. That's a Gen X Simpsons joke. Yay.
I like it because I'm hard of hearing, and I often respond to things about like that.
All right. Well, let's do this.
So let's talk about taxes, guys. We've all done a little bit of study this week on the differences in our candidates' taxes, the Trump plan, which isn't as much of a plan as the Biden plan, which is quite extensive. So what is your overall feel about... Oh, actually, no, before we do this, I forgot. We have sound, don't we, Aaron?
We have sound. Why don't
let's listen to what the candidates say.
Yeah, these guys are going head-to-head. So let's start off with a Trump campaign here.
I would be very scared if Joe Biden became president.
I think Joe Biden's going to raise my taxes.
Joe Biden will raise taxes and kill jobs. And the only barrier between us and socialism is President Trump.
President Trump is the right person for this nation's economy.
This is a president that has kept his promises.
I think he's about the only politician that seems to get it.
I will vote for President Trump because he cares about people like me.
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I approve this message.
So we have Biden's going to raise taxes. He's bringing on socialism. And
I'm horrified. I'm scared to death by that ad.
You know, so
and it's something we hear all the time, but never seems to materialize. But
we'll have to go over
what Trump's actually done.
Let's see how Biden counteracts that.
Donald Trump is lying again. Joe Biden will not raise taxes on anyone making under $400,000. Biden will close tax loopholes for big corporations. Trump's tax cut giveaway exploded our debt, so he's threatening Social Security and Medicare. Biden will make the wealthy and big corporations pay their fair share so we can protect Social Security and Medicare and invest in schools and health care.
I'm Joe Biden, and I approve this message.
Okay, I'm going to get ready for this podcast.
Woo, okay.
So,
where's the popcorn?
I guess we can't say that both those guys were telling the absolute truth, but after the study I've done, you guys agree or disagree, the Biden ad really wasn't that false. He's really not planning on raising taxes unless you make over 400 grand. Is that what you guys figure too?
Yeah, I mean, basically, when you get down into the analysis and dig into the numbers, for the most part, for most people in the U.S., it's status quo with Joe Biden's plan. You know, he is planning. So unless you're making above $400,000 a year, there's really not going to be a huge difference in your taxes.
Yeah, I couldn't find anything in the middle class or lower class that were going to be affected.
Now, Trump hasn't put out real specific things. Obviously, we know what he did do. He passed the tax law in 2017 that really changed a lot for people, including me. Almost everyone's self-employed, basically. Our taxes did go down. But in terms of what he's got coming for the future, I've heard some rumblings about lowering your capital gains rate. I've heard some rumblings about making a lower tax bracket for middle or lower income Americans, but I haven't put my finger on anything specific. Have you guys?
No. So the problem that you run into a lot of the time with, I mean, I try to do this because, right, we try to be apolitical on the show, but one of the problems that you run into when you start digging into the things that President Trump says, one of the things you start to realize is he doesn't have a lot of specifics. He doesn't have a lot of real plans for the thing. He just says stuff.
Okay, well, let's start off with what he actually has done. So we mentioned his tax reform bill at 2017. So this is what he actually has done. So let's get to brass tacks. So he gave us, he doubled our standard deductions.
Mm-hmm. More than, right?
I know
they're $12,400 for a single and $24,800 for married couples.
It was almost doubled. I'm head of household. I did not quite get double the tax deduction.
Oh, and so I misspoke then. You're probably right, Ernie. Probably did double. Anyway, they're significantly larger.
Right.
Yes.
And corporate rates, he reduced from about 35% to 21%, right?
Mm-hmm. True.
Okay. Now, on the Biden side, I didn't find out where he was going to increase it or decrease it.
Yeah, I could probably clarify this too.
I thought he wanted to increase a credit for
the child tax credit is $8,000. But what you're talking about here, though, Aaron, is you're talking about the amount of deductions you can get. The standard deduction he is not going to change. It's still going to be $24,800 for a married couple filing a joint return.
Right.
However, if you make over $400,000, you're going to stop. That deduction is going to start fading away. For example, one of the things, this is actually kind of confusing. Right now, he's going to raise the tax brackets. Biden proposes to raise the tax brackets pretty close to 40%, 39.5% for the people who are making the most money. And I'm talking about over $500,000 for a married couple. So anyway, let's call it a 40%, it's really 39.5, but let's call it 40. Okay, so now every dollar of deduction you have is worth a 40-cent reduction in your tax bill. So if you deduct $1,000, you've got $1,000 worth of deductions, then you're going to be able to save $400 if you're in a 40% tax bracket.
Right, and this affects about 1% of America.
Yes, if that.
If that.
But what he's proposing to do is he's saying that if you're in that 40% bracket, you're only going to get to deduct as if you were in the 28% bracket. So that $1,000 of deductions that you have is only going to be worth $280 instead of $400. So that's another way of capping the benefit of itemized deductions. So that's part of his tax plan as well. He's really coming down hard on people who are relatively rich and really not hurting people who aren't. Well, as he said in his commercial, under $400,000.
And the other thing Trump has done is he had a tax deferral for wages and on payroll for the remainder of 2020. But that's going to have to be paid back in 2021.
Yeah, I mean, we covered that in the Social Security show we did. But that's almost kind of inconsequential. First of all, a lot of employers aren't doing it because their employees may not be able to repay it. It is happening to some employees. And it is happening to government employees. So that money is either going to have to be repaid or Congress is going to have to do something and take money out of the general fund of the United States to pay it back if the workers don't have to. But that's a temporary thing.
Yeah, and I think it's something, if we are going to talk about the 2017 tax law, I think it's also worth noting that, yes, people like Stacey and I did get some nice tax breaks, especially with the adjustments to that to the certain types of business income, which was nice, the business income deduction. But in my area where I live, interestingly enough, a lot of people who are middle class ended up seeing a slight increase in their taxes because one of the things the 2017 law did was get rid of personal exemptions. So even though it increased the standard deduction, there were also a lot of people who were benefiting from individual exemptions, particularly those in areas like mine where, let's just say, the per capita family size is pretty big. And so if you had, you know, three or more children, you know, after the 2017 tax reform, there's a chance you might have seen your taxes a little bit higher. My sister actually ended up with higher tax, ended up. Yeah. Well, I got my taxes cut. She has four kids. Her taxes actually went higher because of the loss of those personal exemptions.
Interesting. Well, you know, also the people who live in high tax states like New York, you know, because they also limited the deduction of local taxes and property taxes.
Yep.
So a lot of people who could have deducted $20,000 of property taxes were only able to deduct 10. And so that hurt a lot of people, too, with Trump's tax law. I live in Florida, and I am in the highest tax bracket. So I personally benefited huge from the Trump tax plan. First of all, as you just alluded to, Miranda, I was able to deduct 20% of my self-employment income, my company's income. And so if I made $500,000, I don't have to pay tax on $100,000 of that. That's a lot.
That's a lot.
And also my tax bracket went from 39.6 to 37, which helped a little bit too. So I benefited huge from that 2017 tax bill.
Now, that's as much as I could find that actually did happen. Is there anything else that did happen that I don't know about?
From that tax bill?
Yeah.
I think we pretty much covered it. And then, you know, Trump has said a couple of things, you know, that he might like to do.
Okay, so what are the things he wants to do? He mentioned something about capital gains. I guess it didn't change in the 2017 bill, but he's proposed to cut that by 15% or 18%. Down from 23.8%.
And actually, this is a good time, too, to talk about what Biden wants to do with capital gains, because he wants to change them a lot. First, actually, let's back up two steps. First, we should say Biden can't do any of this if he becomes elected if there's a divided Congress. Because the president wants to do something, it doesn't mean he gets to do it. This is the law we're talking about here. And so as we go through this, let's all keep in mind that we're talking about what Biden has proposed.
Right.
But if the Republicans retain the Senate, he won't be able to do any of this. Nothing will change because he won't be able to change it. So let's keep that in mind. And also, these are also just proposals. You know, he may change his mind. Things could be different.
Right.
But anyway,
reaching across the aisle, it may change that way, too.
Well, that's true. That's true. But anyway, what he wants to do with capital gains, right now, the maximum you can pay on a capital gain, we have to explain what that is. That means you bought something and you're selling it for a profit, like a stock or something of that sort. If it's short term, that is, if you've held this asset for less than a year, whatever it is that you're selling, that's just like regular income tax. That's just part like getting income. So if you make $1,000 profit on a stock that you've only owned for, anything less than a year, you just add $1,000 to your income. That's all there is to it. It's whatever tax bracket you're in. Now, if it's a long-term capital gain, though, anything you've owned over a year, right now the maximum you can pay on that, the maximum you can pay is about 23%, but theoretically it's 20% basically. So I could be in a 37% tax bracket, which I am, and if I sell something that I've owned for a year, the maximum tax I'd pay on it would be 20%. So that's an advantage to long-term capital gains, and it's something that Biden wants to do. And this is a good example of the type of stuff that he's doing. He's saying that if my income is $1 million or more, then I'm going to have to pay my regular tax rate, which is 39.6%, on that capital gain. In other words, if I make $1 million or more, they're going to treat that long-term capital gain just like it was a short-term capital gain. It's just going to go into my income. Now, this has people really pissed off that are super rich, right? Because that's doubling what they would have to pay. Now, some people have said this could cause a stock market crash. In fact, I just read that today. Because obviously, if you're sitting on major profits in stocks and you're capital gains or the rate of income tax you're about to pay on those gains is going to double, well, you're likely to sell. And if everybody sells, now you've got a market crash on your hands. What the person that, who wrote this article neglected to mention, though, is that it only applies to people who make over $1 million. Everybody else still has that break on long-term capital gains. So I don't imagine that it would cause a huge crash in the stock market. It could. It might. I could be wrong. But, you know, imposing a tax on people who make over $1 million is not the same thing as imposing it on everybody in the country. That's very few people. Okay, guys, let's talk about this some more, but let me take a quick break here for our sponsor. We'll be right back.
You know, I bet you're overpaying for your car and home insurance, and I bet I know why. Because you don't want to spend hours comparison shopping. If that's you, then do what I did. Use Gabby. Gabby takes the pain out of shopping for insurance by giving you an apples-to-apples comparison of your current coverage with 40 top insurance providers. I've done this myself. I went to Gabby, linked my current car insurance contract, and within a half an hour, I had a bunch of quotes. It was just that simple. And the savings? $546 just on my cars. I'm not alone either. Gabby says their customers save an average of $961 a year. Pretty sweet, right? If they can't find you savings like they did for me, they're going to let you know. So then you can relax knowing you've got the best deal. And they'll never sell your info, so no annoying spam or calls. Bottom line, don't overpay for car and home insurance. See how much Gabby can save you. It's totally free. Go to Gabby.com/MTN. Stands for Money Talks News. That's GABI.com/MTN. Gabby.com/MTN. Do it now. You're going to be glad you did. I guarantee it.
Okay, we're back.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think what we need to do is just kind of sum it up as far as moving forward. We know what we've got so far. We know where we're at right now. Now, moving forward, no president can do anything without Congress. We like to say, oh, well, you know, President Trump's 2017 tax bill. Well, really, it was Congress's 2017 tax bill. Congress is the body that makes the laws. Congress is the body that does the appropriations and the taxing and all of that kind of stuff. So let's kind of recap. We know where we are now. We know what's been done. We know what's being proposed. Let's kind of recap where we're going.
I can do that for you if you want. I've got notes right in front of me on the.
Let's do it.
The
Make
major
it
part of Joe Biden's tax plan. Okay. Yep. One thing we haven't even discussed yet. You know that right now you pay Social Security taxes on $137,700 of income. After that, you don't pay any more Social Security taxes. Your employer does not take them out and you are not liable for them. This will remain the same, except when you get to be over $400,000 of income, that Social Security tax, the 6.2% you pay and the 6.2% your employer pays, kicks in again and goes up forever. So in other words, you pay up to $137,000, you don't pay at all until you get to $400,000, and everything above $400,000, you pay that 12.4% again in Social Security. The idea there was to boost, it was to bolster the Social Security system so it'll last longer, and he wanted to also to increase Social Security payments for some specific groups of people. Okay, that's number one. Number two, the tax rate. Right now, max is 37%. Under Biden, 39.6, which is what it was before the Trump tax bill of 2017. Okay, so not a big deal.
That's also under the top individuals.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Also, we just talked what we talked about before the break, capital gains. Okay, it's going to be like ordinary income, if your income is $1 million or more, long-term capital gains. Otherwise, you're going to have what we have now, which is a discounted rate on long-term capital gains. So if your income's over $1 million, huge deal for you in the capital gains department. Rather than get real complicated on this, I'll just say itemized deductions will be worth less to you if your income is more than $400,000. They'll start phasing out, so you don't get to use those itemized deductions like you used to be able to. Also, if you own a business like this one, right now I get to deduct 20% of my income from my business.
Right, and you want to repeal that.
If I make over 400 grand, I will not be able to do that anymore. No, the law will still stay in place, Aaron. It's just if you make over 400 grand, you will no longer be able to deduct 20% of your income off the top. So you can see almost all of this stuff is stuff that affects rich people.
Yeah, it's hitting them hard.
It is really hitting the mark. Now, as far as one more thing, now correct me if I'm wrong in this, but I'm pretty sure he also is doing the child care tax credit is going to go from $3,000 to $8,000.
Right. I already wanted to increase that. Right.
Yeah. And that's a big jump. $8,000 credit now. That's good. And it's $16,000 if you've got multiple dependents. So that could be either children or dependents. Right now, you're getting a credit of $3,000. He wants to raise that to $8,000. So he's hitting rich people, and he's putting that money in the pockets of poorer people.
But I mean, I think the real crux of this whole situation right here, right now, is if you make less than $400,000 per year, pretty much nothing changes for you, right? For the most part, with Biden's plan, if you are middle class, it's not going to change much for you. It's pretty much status quo.
I think that that's pretty much true. We're both saying pretty much because I don't want to be absolutely certain about it, but I can't find any real way that the middle class taxpayer is going to get nailed.
Yeah, it's just not going to happen. I mean, it might happen. We can't say that. No absolutes. But under these plans, it's really important to note that, you know, if you are middle class, probably nothing's going to change for you under the Biden tax plan if Biden wins.
Yes, I believe that to be the case. Now, what we haven't talked about yet, and if you want, I can do a quick rundown on this, is the business tax changes. Because one of the main things that the Trump, we'll keep calling it the Trump tax bill, one of the main things it did was lowered corporate income tax rates from 35 to 21. Huge windfall for corporations.
Right.
Right, right.
And he's going to take part of that back. He's going to make it, instead of 21, he's going to put this is Biden, is going to raise that corporate tax rate back to 28%. Now, there's some other things too, and actually some significant things that are going to increase taxes for corporations that I won't delve into the details of. But like, for example, they're going to have to report income, overseas income. Right now, that rate is 10.5%. He wants to raise it to 21%. So significant changes for corporations, especially those operating overseas. Now, some people, and this is interesting, when I say taxes are going to go up on corporations, a lot of people would say, cool, screw them. You know, Apple makes tons of money. Now, but other people will say, now that's really horrible because if they pay more in taxes, they're less profitable. Less profit means they might be worth as much on the stock market, and maybe they can't hire more people. So some people really don't want the income taxes for corporations to go up. I myself think it's totally fine if they pay 28%. What do you guys think about that?
I mean, if you look at the list of companies that paid $0 in federal income tax in 2019, that list includes Amazon, one of the wealth, you know, I mean, so yeah, I agree with you. I'm just going to agree with you right there. I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong. You know, we sometimes get caught up in this idea of taxes bad, but when we take a step back and think about it, taxes are more of an investment in our community. And if we are upset about how those taxes are being used, we need to let our Congress people know that they're not allocating that money according to priorities, because taxes are what pay for our roads. They're what pay for our military. They're what pay for our schools. Like, all of these things that we take for granted disappear without taxes.
Commie. Socialist.
It's yeah, apparently so. I mean, good grief.
You know, and actually, by the way, one thing I didn't mention, Miranda, but you just touched on, another proposed change that Biden wants to make is that no company will get out of paying tax if it's profitable. Do you know what alternative minimum tax is for people? It's a parallel system designed so that rich people can't use loopholes and pay no tax. He wants to do the same thing with corporations. He's 15%. Every corporation that makes money is going to have to pay at least 15%. So he's trying to eliminate that too.
Well, I think correct me if I'm wrong. I thought I've heard Trump saying that his plans help keep businesses money in America. They don't offshore their money. They keep it here and they bring it here. And then he's saying that Biden's plan is going to make sure that all these corporations just offload their money offshore.
I think that that's true. I think that's his goal. And Trump's goal, too, is to try to bring corporations back into the United States that were operating overseas. The problem is that if you're like, let's say that you give corporations a 21% tax, which he did, right? And part of the reason he did that was to say, like, let's bring these jobs and these companies back to America. If we give them, because if we give them a 35% tax rate, they're going to go overseas. And so if we lower that tax rate to a reasonable 21%, they'll all come home. The problem with that logic, though, there's some logic obviously there, but the problem is you could go to a country that has a 5% income tax rate. In fact, Puerto Rico has a 5% income tax rate for corporations. So, you know, 21 can still be beaten. So you're still not, you're not eliminating the incentive for companies to go overseas.
Right. And part of the thing, too, that you have to realize is if you look at, you know, what prompts people to move. I mean, if you look at this on the level of state and you look at state incentives, right? Yes, tax incentives are things that businesses like when they move to states, but things that they rate higher include like how educated is the workforce? Am I going to have access to an educated workforce? What's the quality of life? Are we going to have access to a good quality of life? Are we going to have access to good infrastructure, right? Do we have the technology, the roads, the fiber, all of that stuff to manage the business? And quite frankly, it's like, while tax incentives are nice, they're not the only thing. And there's a whole lot else that goes into these calculations.
It is true.
Yeah. And I believe you give money back to the population, where you put the huge amount of money back into the masses have buying power, and they're going to buy everything that the corporations of America are buying. And that's only going to go right back into their pockets and keep the truck rolling.
And that's supply side economics you just described.
Right.
And a lot of people share that belief. And right. I'm one of them too. I think, you know, if you undertax, you know, you can have bad things. And if you overtax, you can have bad things too. I mean, you know, there was a time, in fact, during my lifetime in the United States, when 50% tax rates were common. And actually you could pay up to 70% in the United States. And the pendulum has swung back so far the other way that we're running up $1 trillion deficits. And corporations are paying no tax, you know, some of them. I mean, in fact, not to pick a scab, but the president of the United States only paid $750, according to the New York Times, in income tax last year. And so when your system begins to look unfair, fewer people are going to want to participate in it.
Now, there's one thing that Biden had that I didn't like, and I wasn't sure if I read it right, so you guys can correct me if I'm wrong. But he wanted change how you were taxed on a windfall.
And I'm glad you remembered that, Aaron, because it's a significant thing, especially for those of us who have estates and are older. Let's make sure everybody understands what we're talking about here. You have a house, you paid $1,000 for it, now it's worth $100,000. In today's, under the tax law today, when you die, the person who inherits that house gets to inherit your basis in that house, the value as of today, rather than your basis. So, rather than they're getting an asset that cost $1,000, they got an asset that cost $100,000, what it was worth today. So if they sell it tomorrow, they don't have any taxable gain. And what Biden is proposing to do is that you're going to retain the basis of the person you inherited from. They paid $1,000 for the house, you paid $1,000 for the house when you inherited it. You sell it for $100,000, you got a $99,000 profit.
Okay.
And that's a huge deal for people. Not just estate taxes now, this is income tax I'm talking about. So if you sell that $100,000 house and make a $99,000 profit, you're going to pay income tax on that.
Right.
And so it's not just estate taxes we're talking about here. It's income taxes. And so that's a big deal. People are not going to be happy with that.
Right.
I think it's fair to say, going back to the beginning of this conversation, going back to the sound that we were playing at the beginning, he's probably right. I mean, Biden's correct in saying you're not going to get nailed to the wall if you make less than $400,000. But it is also true, and I'm sitting here as a person in this tax bracket, it's going to cost me a ton of money. So, you know, if you do make over $400,000, you will not be happy. If you don't, you probably won't be affected that much. Except now, for the one thing you just mentioned, though, Aaron, that estate thing, if that goes through.
Right. But once again, you're still going to have an exemption. You're still going to have, there's still the exemptions on the estate tax. And once again, for the most part, most people don't fall in a position where that's going to, where that's going to make a huge difference.
No, but now remember, and I think I misspoke. I think I twisted this around. Estate taxes do not occur until you have a $10 million estate. But what I just described with that $100,000 house, that will apply to you. I mean, if that's all you've got from your mom, you know, this $100,000 house, when you sell it, you will have a $99,000 profit. That's nothing to do with the state tax. Yep. This is income tax.
That's true. Yep. Okay. Fair point. So yeah. I mean, and that's frustrating. I guess part of my issue is, one, I don't quite make it to the point where I get hit really hard with the taxes, although I do pay quite a lot, and I pay more than certain other people we could mention paying taxes. but I guess I just more see paying taxes as part of, you know, we talk about how great it is to live here. We talk about how much we like living here and all the great things that we have. Well, if we weren't paying taxes, we wouldn't have some of these things. And so I see taxes as more of an investment in, you know, our quality of life.
And I don't disagree. I mean, I've always said I don't really mind paying taxes. I would like to know where they're going, though. You know?
And that's where it comes in, right? That's the rub where we do need to say, okay, really what we need to do is stop freaking out about presidential proposals and start looking at our Congress people. And saying, hey, here, let's talk about priorities. What we need to have is a national conversation about financial priorities and where we want that money to go.
Yeah, I think you're right. And the important thing to remember, too, although I've already said this, I want to emphasize it one more time. Just because we're reading proposals that these candidates have suggested, none of these things may occur.
Right.
Or, you know, Biden, like, you know, this thing I was just telling you about, people are going to be pissed off when they find out they have to pay tax on their parents' house, you know. And when that happens, maybe some of these things he wants to do will get done, and maybe that one won't. You know, so you can't automatically assume all these things are going to occur, or any of them are going to occur.
So, did we help anybody vote? I mean, did we help anybody with this decision?
We're going to have all kinds of links at the end of our show notes, or in our show notes. Read the stuff we read. If you heard us talking about this, because we read stuff, and you need to do the same thing. Do not form your opinions based on commercials you hear on the radio or on TV. Take the time to read, you know, from objective sources, obviously, and then make up your mind that way. Fair enough?
Fair enough.
All right, then. Let's close this puppy out. That is all we have for today, folks. If you want to dive deeper, as I just said, we really want you to. We've got links to more info in our show notes. But remember, if your goal is to make more, to spend less, to retire rich, your online home is MoneyTalksNews.com. And don't forget to check out Miranda's online home as well. That's Miranda Marquit, MARQUIT.com, MirandaMarquit.com. If you have a question, comment, or topic you'd like to suggest, we'd love to hear from you. Email us at hello@MoneyTalksNews.com. That is hello@MoneyTalksNews.com. And one last thing, please subscribe to our podcast. It takes you 2 seconds. It makes Miranda and me smile. It makes our mothers proud. I'm Stacy Johnson.
And I'm Miranda Marquit.
And I'm Aaron Freeman, that confused everybody.
Thanks for hanging out with us, guys. We're going to see you right here next time.
Hey, money listeners, are you working in retirement? Is it by choice, necessity, or doing what you love? We want to hear your story and feature it on the podcast Money. Call 1-833-669-8557, then press 0 to leave your brief message. Call and ask a question, leave a story idea, or share a life lesson with everyone. We'd love to hear from you.